Okay, we're just gonna do a couple minutes each. So what do you got for inner goal, outer goal?
So the inner goal I have made is to keep my heart open as much as possible, like that. You said like walk straight with heart open. And the outer goal was at my business especially, re-engage with the people that are working, my colleagues or tenants, whatever you want to call them, because I've withdrawn and disengaged energetically a few years back. So that, I think, is my biggest challenge, engaging and staying connected with people. I've been putting in effort. I jump in. When I jump in, I literally have to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pick up the phone and call or show up and do it. Then I'm there. I can feel my heart open up. I can connect. And then when I'm out, I just want to go hard.
These are the people you're working with, or these are clients?
These are, I guess, colleagues, but they are also tenants. They're therapists, but they're also tenants.
Okay, all right. So, I don't have a problem with you doing that, but it's not a goal. You have to do that if your business is going to survive. That's not going to challenge you.
I guess
it's not a big challenge. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you said you wanted to walk with your heart open.
Right? So the goal is to overcome my fear of engaging with people.
All right. So, which is fine. But walking with your heart open is going to mean, like, how are you going to do that in here? What does walking with your heart open look like? So it's like it's too much of a fluff. You know, so it's like walking with my heart open means what? What are you doing in here? What do you do with these guys? How do you do that with these guys? So that's one. So the first thing for you is do whatever you can do to create open heart relationships with these people. That would be walking with your heart open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't mean just like going out for a walk out in the woods.
This has been easier to do.
Right. And so my suggestion for you on your external goal is to, what do you do for games? What do? You play tennis. You play
games.
Games.
Right? What do? You play cards. You like. What do you do? What's your game?
Bowling.
You like bowling?
Yeah.
I will recommend sex for some of you, but not all of you. It's definitely a good external goal. But that's for those of you, because I'm always amazed how many couples are together. We haven't had sex in 3 years, so that's something you need to do, you know, weekly, daily, hourly for a while until it gets back in the habit. But no, for you, I want you to challenge yourself to find a game that you're willing to play, that you have fun doing, and you have to get used to losing. You don't know how to lose.
That's good.
Because you don't know how to play. Right? So getting friends to come over and play cards with you. I love playing cards. I'll come over and play cards.
Me too.
I will kick your ass.
And then you
can play for something. It's like, you know, who does what, you know, whatever it is. Who does the dishes tonight? Who does the whatever? I want you to start playing games. Find some games. And I mean, really, something like tennis or something that you could easily do, you know, go somewhere and play or do something that's a game with somebody where you're in competition with them. And you're probably going to suck and lose a lot.
Betty Ann will play with you.
Yeah. That's right. Or pickleball. Pickleball is really easy.
I'm thinking of pickleball.
They do that at the gyms. You can do that sort of stuff. I want you to pick a game. I want you to pick a game and play it. Okay? Because, you know, the thing with your people, it's like, really, at the end of your life, you're going to look back and say, thank God I made friends with my tenants. You know? No. You're going to look back and say, thank God I kicked my ass and made myself go out and be more fun. And not get caught in my emotional world. Okay, because that's what opening your heart is. I think you're totally right. You got to walk with your heart open. But how do you do that? What do you do? How do you connect with your classmates? And
like
then
when you're in your
and
core,
then invite them to
playful.
Do something fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that make sense? I mean, you should call all your clients and make sure that they know you're alive. You know, that's for sure. I totally, but that'll be easy when you have more fun.
Yeah.
And you don't worry. Your biggest worry is that you're going to fail. And so you fail before you start. Right? That's the struggle for you. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick a game that you're willing to play regularly and get out and play it. Like between now and April, I want you to try to get just above sucking at something. Right?
I would excel at that. Listen,
every time I try something new, I'm always like, God damn. And I remember my brother, he came back from his first golf lesson, and I said, how did it go? I was awesome. He goes, I'm this much above completely sucking. And I was like, that's the attitude you need. It's like, it doesn't matter how bad it sucks. You're playing, it's the game. And I don't think you see life as a game. And until you do, it's going to be really difficult to walk with your heart open. And the easiest way to do it is start playing games. What games have you played in your life? What do you like playing? You don't play games. You do work. You're serious. No more seriousness.
It's okay.
You're doing awesome.
Okay,
this is it. So you want to walk with your heart open. This is kind
that's
of
just
the
this
is
that's
it.
The inside you that you miss. That's why you feel
yes.
like that. Yeah. And how exciting it is, because now somebody's going to make you have fun. You are going to have fun.
look.
You know?
I guarantee
you
that you're not the only one in this group
that
doesn't
just
play
like
any
that.
Games because
yeah.
they're too busy or they're
mm-hmm.
too much of this
yeah.
or I got other things to do.
Well, we never did.
That's for sure.
Well, we never
right.
You've got to play mm-hmm. the Cards Against Humanity like we did then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you know, you may have to go all the way out to Las Vegas. Still knows how to
they
play.
Have some cards out there.
Card game. Reese, does it have to be competitive? Or just
it does need to be competitive. It needs, for her, it needs to be competitive. There's no game. Because first of all,
right?
The whole delusion that what makes a game is that you can cheat.
There you go.
Right? That's actually what makes a game. If you couldn't cheat in a game, it wouldn't be a game. It would be worse.
Oh, no.
The truth is, the games always leave enough chance to figure something out, to slide, to figure, you know, to play your card. If you're playing cards, I love to play gin. You play cards and you play against somebody. It's like, you know, no, I'm just, and they want
to
pick up a card. Like, and you're like, no, I'm taking that card. What?
Do you want me to purposely lose to someone?
Oh, no.
You would never. But you have to learn how to lose to someone. And you have to learn that the game is the.
But he's saying cheat.
The game
okay.
is what it's
a game.
The game is what it's about. Life's a game. If you see life as anything other than a game, it's too heavy. You'll never survive it. And it'll always be a problem. And this is the simple step. Simple little step. Just pickleball. I'm gonna play pickleball.
I sucked. I played with Reese and I
first.
Sucked.
I was
this much better than
yeah.
You
did,
Adrian. You really
I
did.
I sucked. And it was torture.
But it's
you with this
much
of
a
sucking.
It was fun.
That's
it was fun.
Right.
But
the fact that we got out there and did anything, it didn't matter what happened. That's just what you got to do. You pick something, your external goal is a metaphor for your life. Okay? Calling your boring, you know, people that are in your, you know, your apartment people. It's like,
but
just
not calling them for fun. It was a different. I was overcoming fear.
I understand. I understand. But I don't want you to look, folks. Let's be really clear on this. I don't want you to overcome anything. I want you to acknowledge something amazing in you and figure out how to get it out. Okay. These goals, you can set lots of goals that force you to do something. I want you to do something that will wake up something within you that you have forgotten. That you are. You're incredibly, you have a great sense of humor. You've got to get used to the idea that you're so intensely competitive that you will never compete. Mm-hmm. The people that never compete are the ones that are so intensely competitive that they'd rather die than lose.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Right. And so you have to play games that you suck at and lose over and over and over and realize you didn't die.
Yeah.
And it was still fun. So it's not about the winning and the losing. That was just the illusion. The game's the game. Life's a game. Are you willing to step in and own that? And we're not going to get to everybody, but I want you to all start thinking about your goals this way. Okay? All right, so that's good. That was a good step.